First of all, I'd like to find out if my voice is coming over at this level. Could you hold your hand up, Keith? It's okay, eh? Okay. Now, I'd like to start my reading the way I start all my readings, and that is to read a poem, not by me, but by Lionel Kearns, who I think is the best poet in Canada, and who has been peculiarly connected with me, poetry-wise, for the last 5 years or so. And I thought it might make a good introduction, too, because Lionel lived for quite a while in Mexico, and this poem has to do with his leaving Mexico. Is this thing making a humming noise? Can I correct that by turning the volume down just a little? You can still hear me, I hope. Okay. This is Lionel Kearns' poem, then, called Situation. Coffee beans in the morning sun, a giant hog asleep between the trays. And once Alfonso climbed the hill and talked and stayed. And in the afternoon we sat in the finca sipping coconuts and rum, with faint guapango rhythms drifting up from some marimba band down in the village. Music on the wind, that was enough. Small talk at the stall of Mama Lupita. Funny stories over at the cantina. A ride to Catamaco, reflections on the lake. And because it was Sunday night, the big band had already set up in the plaza. And everybody was there, jumping up to mambos and cha-cha-chas. The trumpets bouncing off the cathedral wall, crackling into the night. It was part of the good life. Friends and their families, all you could eat and drink every day. And there was love in that town, too. But that was largely a matter of brothers and guns, of dying young among fists and curling lips.